This is DSG Herald News. Around the world, major diplomatic moves, political transitions, and public health emergencies are reshaping global stability and economic confidence. Across Africa, debates over democracy, election, leadership succession, and public health are testing institutions and national unity. In Nigeria, growing concerns over security and electoral transparency are fueling important conversations ahead of 2027 elections. The headlines. US and Iran launch new peace process with global oil markets watching closely. UK politics enters a new chapter as Andy Burnham moves closer to power. Ebola cases surpass 1,000 in Congo as child deaths continue to rise. Zimbabwe lawmakers back reforms that could extend Mnangagwa's rule until 2030. Ethiopia's election victory sparks deeper questions about national unity. Nigeria records hundreds of killings and kidnappings in worsening security crisis. Fresh petition places Tinubu credentials and INEC role under renewed scrutiny. The full stories. US-Iran peace deal reopens critical global oil routes. A major diplomatic breakthrough could reshape tensions in the Middle East. The United States and Iran have signed an initial peace agreement aimed at ending years of hostility between the two countries. The deal was ratified remotely by U.S. President Donald Trump and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. Trump confirmed the agreement while attending events in France after the G7 summit. The 14-point memorandum immediately establishes a ceasefire and opens a 60-day negotiation process towards a permanent peace treaty. One of the most significant provisions reopens the Strait of Hormuz to commercial shipping and allows Iran to resume crude oil exports under U.S. waivers. Energy analysts say the agreement could stabilize global oil markets and ease pressure on fuel prices worldwide. However, critics in both countries remain skeptical about whether the peace process will hold. Transitioning now to Europe. Andy Burnham moves closer to becoming UK Prime Minister. Britain is entering a period of political uncertainty and leadership change. Sir Keir Starmer has announced his resignation following mounting pressure inside the Labour Party. Attention has now shifted to Andy Burnham. The former Greater Manchester mayor recently secured a parliamentary seat in a by-election victory in Makerfield. Burnham has officially declared his intention to seek the Labour leadership. Party nominations are scheduled to open on July 9 and close on July 16. If no rival gains sufficient backing, Burnham could become the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. The transition is attracting international attention because of its potential impact on trade, migration, investment, and diplomatic relations with countries across Africa, including Nigeria. Now to Africa. Congo Ebola outbreak passes 1,000 cases as child deaths rise. Health officials are warning that a growing Ebola outbreak is placing children at increasing risk. The Democratic Republic of the Congo has now recorded more than 1,003 confirmed cases and 254 deaths. That makes it the country's second largest Ebola outbreak on record. UNICEF and the World Health Organization say children and adolescents account for roughly 15% of infection and more than a quarter of all deaths. The outbreak has also left more than 130 children orphaned. Authorities are monitoring new clusters emerging inside prison facilities near the epicenter of the outbreak. Meanwhile, Uganda has reported 20 cases and 2 deaths. The health agencies say international spread remains unlikely, but response efforts continue to face serious funding shortages. Staying in Africa, Zimbabwe backs reforms that could keep Mnangagwa until 2030. Zimbabwe is witnessing one of its most significant constitutional debates in years. Lawmakers have approved reforms that could allow President Emmerson Mnangagwa to remain in office until 2030. The proposal would extend presidential terms from 5 years to 7 years and delay elections currently expected in 2028. Supporters argue the reforms would provide stability and allow long-term development projects to continue without interruption. Critics disagree. They warn that extending terms could weaken democratic accountability and reduce voter influence. The legislation still requires Senate approval. However, political observers believe passage is likely. The outcome could influence similar debates across Africa, where constitutional changes often spark concerns about democratic governance. Still on the continent, Ethiopia's election victory highlights deeper national challenges. Winning an election does not always guarantee national unity. That is one of the key lessons emerging from Ethiopia's evolving political landscape. Despite recent electoral success, the country continues to face security concerns, regional tensions, and questions about long-term national cohesion. Analysts say political victories can strengthen governments, but stability ultimately depends on public trust and inclusive institutions. The debate extends beyond Ethiopia. Across Africa, governments are increasingly being judged not only by election outcomes, but also by their ability to unite diverse populations after the votes are counted. For many observers, the real test of leadership begins after Election Day. Now to Nigeria. Nigeria's security crisis raises alarm across West Africa. Nigeria's worsening security situation is generating concern far beyond its borders. A new conflict report shows that 842 people were killed and 279 others kidnapped across the country during May 2026 alone. The northwest and north central regions remain among the most affected areas. Security experts warn that persistent violence could disrupt regional trade routes, increase displacement, and create wider instability across West Africa. Analysts also are questioning whether sufficient resources are reaching frontline security agencies. The figures have renewed calls for stronger coordination, intelligence sharing, and community-based security strategies. As attacks continue, pressure is mounting on authorities to demonstrate measurable progress before the crisis deepens further. And finally, Tinubu's certificate petition puts INEC under new pressure. A fresh political controversy is drawing attention to Nigeria's electoral system ahead of 2027. The Center for Reform and Public Advocacy has submitted a petition to the Independent National Electoral Commission, known as INEC. The group wants clarification regarding President Bola Tinubu's academic credentials and National Youth Service Corps discharge certificate. It argues that INEC should publicly explain how constitutional requirements for candidate eligibility are interpreted and verified. The petition also warns of possible legal action if no response is provided. Beyond the political implications, the issue raises broader questions about transparency, public trust, and the role of electoral institutions. With the next general election approaching, debates over candidate qualification could become one of Nigeria's most closely watched political battlegrounds. In closing, those are the top stories shaping our world right now. From diplomacy and leadership transitions on the global stage to public health challenges and democratic debates across Africa and critical questions about security and governance in Nigeria. The issues driving today's headlines continue to shape tomorrow's decisions. At DSG Herald News, we remain committed to delivering accurate, balanced, and timely reporting that helps you understand the stories behind the headlines. Stay informed, stay ahead. Listen live and read more at dsgradio.com. Subscribe for trusted news updates and follow DSG Herald News across all our social media platforms. Thank you.